traditionally, the holiday season means more movies because people are at home more. They're with their families more, and so they watch more movies. It's understandable.
Unless they go to the theater when they would leave home.
Right.
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 Blowing your theory there.
No, I mean, they're at home hanging out with their family more, which means they want to get out of the house.
Hey, let's go
to
a movie.
All right, so they go to the movies, and there are always a lot of movies opening up during the holiday season, not just to make money, but to be in contention for awards. And as always, we are going to bring you the lowdown in the movies, and today we've got our Takeaway Movie Date podcast team with us, Rafer Guzman, Takeaway Movie Contributor, Film Critic for Newsday, and Kristen Meinzer, our Takeaway Culture Producer. And let's start with one that's already getting a lot of Oscar buzz, and it's called The Fighter. It stars Mark Wahlberg, Christian Bale, Amy Adams, Melissa Leo, and it's also, by the way, the subject of your podcast. And Rafer, what was this? Is this movie deserving of the buzz it's getting?
I think it is. I was a little skeptical at first. I'd seen the trailers. It looked to me like kind of a typical biopic. It's an Irish Mickey Ward fighter, best known for his bouts against Arturo Gatti, although this is sort of the origin story. It's the story of his leading up to those bouts.
The prequel, kind of.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's the X-Men Wolverine of his story. But he... I think it's a really good movie. I think it's definitely like an above average biopic, and I think primarily it's because of Christian Bale, and I think he's fantastic.
He's an intense
actor. He plays Mark Wahlberg.
Kristen is shaking her head. I'm sorry.
I think she did not like the film.
She didn't appear to like it.
Rafer, I'm so sorry to have to disagree with you. I'm really not sorry. But
no, you're not sorry.
I thought Christian Bale was supposed to be charismatic. He was supposed to be magnetic, but he was totally just irritating.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah,
I loved him. I thought he was fantastic.
I thought he was completely irritating.
He's not the bad guy. He's the crack addicted brother. And again, it's a true story. He's a real character.
Is he tragic or is he irritating?
I thought he was. I thought he's triumphant. That's the whole point.
Oh, good God.
Well, I liked it. I thought it was really.
Do you like fight movies? You like Raging Bull?
I loved Rocky. Raging Bull in particular.
Right, okay.
It was one of my favorites,
actually.
Okay, well, let's move on to one in which there's not a lot of people punching each other in the face. I assume The Tourist. This one obviously is extraordinarily well marketed. It's got Angelina Jolie and Johnny Depp in it, which is going to bring
the
people.
Trailers.
Yeah, the trailers are fantastic. So, what's our opinion on this one?
I thought it was good fun. I thought it was preposterous,
too.
Ridiculous, completely unbelievable. Whenever they're in a boat or on a train, the backgrounds look completely fake.
Yeah.
So it's a little like Night and Day, only with Depp and Angelina Jolie.
It was totally cheesy. I thought it was cheesy, good fun, but I wish there was more chemistry between Depp and Jolie. It seems
that
they were
both... exactly explode on screen.
He said he avoided her because he didn't want to have any gossip going.
Yeah.
That's literally what he said.
Really, yeah.
Well, according to the production notes, this was the first time they'd met. Which really surprised me. I found that very hard to believe.
All right, but we have a last one, which is a huge one opening up, and my son desperately wants to see The Chronicles of Narnia, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader. Talk about a big budget action film.
Yeah. If he's a fan, he may enjoy it. I personally think the wheels are coming off this franchise.
I'm done with Narnia.
I think
they came off after the first film.
No, I don't. I think that film had a little magic to it, and I think that felt good. I think part of the problem is, even though these books came decades earlier, I feel like it's too hard to get out from under the shadow of Harry Potter. Everything feels like a Harry Potter knockoff. Also, I think this film looks terrible. It's got the converted 3D.
All right, silent Kristen Meinzer.
Yeah, she's not speaking. Anyway, two thumbs up for The Tourist, a thumb up and thumb down on The Fighter, and don't waste your money on Chronicles of Narnia. That's the takeaway from movies this weekend. Thanks to Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer.